Welcome to Scandal Doll, a Mount Down Under production for NimFM.org, UpstartRadio.com, RadioForAll.net, and community radios worldwide. The program may or may not contain some expressive language, in an artistic context, of course. My name is Martin. I'm your host for this program. Catch you later at the end of the show again.
We're working hard to wage war.
The United States will continue
to wage war.
We make sure
to wage war.
Bin Laden, you can trust the man. Bin Laden, you can trust the man.
America, a free country.
A threat to world peace. A serious threat.
Against what's happening in Iraq, and for the US troops, it's not a start. It's a continuation of a very strong movement within the US Army. Iraq Veterans Against the War Organizing. We met a US soldier in the McDonald's in Rockhampton and went up to him with the leaflet and the video Sir No Sir about the movement in the US Army against the Vietnam War, if any of you know about it. And he said to us, if I told you what I really think about the war in Iraq, I'd be in jail for 20 years. That's what he said. You know, he doesn't want to be there, the US troops don't want to be there, and we've been trying to do some of that reach out. So get involved with that to stop the war groups around the country are organising it, and that's going to happen in August. So yeah, we can go from here, I think, and build a big, strong anti-war movement, pin this tragedy and this crisis on our own government, get them out of office, and get the troops out of Iraq and Afghanistan as well. Thanks very much.
America,
a free country, a threat to world peace, a serious threat.
America,
a threat to world peace, a threat to world peace.
America,
a free country, a threat to world peace, a serious threat.
Bin Laden, you can trust the man.
America,
a free country, a threat to world peace, a serious threat.
Bin Laden, you can trust the man.
Doing is terrorizing people like us, like protesters, like innocent people of the Muslim community in Australia who are going to jail for no reason without getting convicted of anything, 2 years in jail, in Guantanamo Bay style conditions, and protesters are being trailed as well. They want to silence dissent, they want to silence us, because the truth is just too ugly.
They don't want the cameras telling the truth, and they don't want people to know in the wider community just how many people do oppose the war. And that's why we've seen such a massive effort over this weekend, and something of a media blackout, I suspect, because they don't want people to know just how widespread the opposition to the war really is. And that's why, in some ways, what we do, the easy thing to do in some respects, is when there are hundreds of thousands of people on the streets. You feel powerful, you can feel that power in the streets and the possibility of actually stopping John Howard and stopping the atrocities in Afghanistan and in Iraq. And some of us were in Sydney and other places where you could feel that power, feel the possibilities of actually shutting the system down, the system that produces the kind of obscenity that we see behind us. Such a waste of manpower, such a waste of efforts, of a waste of absolutely everything that you can think of that could be used to make the world a much better place. And they're bombing in Afghanistan, they've trashed Iraq, and they've trashed Iraq for the purposes of extracting more and more oil and making Iraq a safe place for the kind of society that George Bush wants. Yeah. And there's nothing safe about that. And when we look at the United States, we can understand why the people in Iraq resist. Yeah. Who wants to have a society where there's no Medicare? Who wants to have a society which is so class divided? That if you're black or Latino, the possibilities of you ending up in large numbers of the army are there because you don't get jobs, because you don't get medical benefits, because you don't get proper education and welfare. That society that they want to create in Iraq. We've seen a whiff of it here. We've seen what John Howard wants to do with this society, the way he wants to drive through divisions, to drive black against white, to drive Muslim against Christian, to create the kind of society divided against each other so that he can continue to perpetuate his racism and his militarism. But the fact is that you look at almost every single policy that John Howard crows about, and there are majorities that are opposed to it. Who wants free education? A majority of people want free education, and Howard privatises and cutbacks spending on education. When you look at the war, who wants to put an end to the war? A majority wants to put an end to the war. A very, very clear majority want to put an end to the war, and Howard has spent the last 10 years doubling the military budget. $22 billion a year goes into the military budget. $22 billion, and we could draw a long, long list of here of what we could do with that kind of money. But as I said, we could see those big demonstrations to see the possibilities of shutting the system down. When we talked about the coalition of the killing, you know, whatever it was, you know, three, four years ago, it was a clever turn of phrase against the idea that, you know, being a part of the coalition of the willing. But since that time, we have seen exactly what the invasion of Iraq actually means. The coalition of the killing has turned into exactly what we said in 2003 and before that about Afghanistan. Over 600,000 people in Iraq, dead. And that's because of the occupation. It's because of John Howard. And it's the kinds of things that were said in Vietnam. They were going to make Vietnam safe for democracy. It was better to carpet bomb with B-52s than see the triumph of communism in Vietnam. And that's the kind of argument they're making about Iraq. They would carpet bomb Iraq because they don't want democracy there. They want the oil.
Well, good morning. In this day and age, Australia's security is only about what happens in the economy, and oil in particular. We need to make sure that the Iraqis essentially provide oil. And it's also extremely important that Al-Qaeda is active throughout the world in driving terrorism. We've got about 550 Australian soldiers in a battle group in southern Iraq, of our own oil reserves from the Middle East, which are providing oil. We have a responsibility to see that the Iraqis provide oil and provide oil. And thank you.
Oil,
fuel criticism.
And the Republicans are going down in America. There is no way they can win, routed in the last congressional elections. Constantly, every day on the news in America, some new scandal about this war, some new crisis. Constantly, people out in the street protesting. In Britain, Blair is already on his way out because of this war. He has been deposed by an anti-war movement, which has consistently, through bringing out hundreds of thousands of people, organising with the Muslim community, organising with the trade unions, forced that lying bastard from office. And it's off the back of that anti-war movement that he is gone. But this lying rodent that we've got here in Australia, I think, is got off a lot more scot-free than these leaders. And it is absolutely on our shoulders. You know, with I think the lack of opposition that Ian, you know, was talking about before, that is coming from the ALP. And someone's mentioned the Greens. I think there's some great work being done by Greens activists. Unfortunately, I heard Bob Brown on the radio when more troops were being sent to Afghanistan, coming out and saying that it shouldn't be Australian troops that are sent to Afghanistan. The Americans should send them if they need to go, which is a bit dubious. I think what we need is a consistent, solid opposition to the whole logic of this war. There is no place for Western troops in the Middle East. There is no place. There is no place for the millions of dollars that they're spending, the billions of dollars that they're spending in war coffers. And we need that consistency, and we need that movement, and we need to be linking it, pinning it on this government any way we can. And there's so many opportunities that present themselves. You know, these anti-terrorism legislation that we're facing ourselves with. It's illegal to support the Iraqi resistance. And I know there's a lot of discussion about tactics this weekend, but I can say proudly that I support the resistance in Iraq, the fight back that is happening in Iraq. The 75% of people
That's right, 75% of people in Iraq supporting that armed resistance that's going on and that is stopping and that is driving the US out and creating that crisis, and similarly in Afghanistan. But Muslim people in this country are being targeted under those anti-democratic laws that make it illegal for me to say that here today. Hello to ASIO. They're being targeted under those laws. We've had people, too, you know, nine men from Sydney that have been locked up in Goulburn prison for 2 years, orange jumpsuits, shackled to the floor for nothing other than thought crime. Nothing other than thought crime. It's only what they've said. It's only what they've said. It's nothing that they've done that they're being tried for, and it's only suspected organisations that they're a part of. There's absolutely no suspicion about what these people behind here are responsible for. 60 bombing raids a day in Iraq, 60 bombing raids a day in Afghanistan, 150 people killed every day by the missiles that fall on that country, people killed by the raids that happen on that country. We need to be getting out there, I think, organising, you know, in the communities, responding any way we can, any move that this government makes, and building up an anti-war opposition that can drive this government from office. APEC, absolutely essential for that. I encourage everyone from around Australia to get along to APEC. The sketch that we got of the way the tentacles of Australian and American power spreading across our region, the bases that are in Guam, Hawaii, the troops that are in the Solomon Islands, the troops that are being sent to Tonga to put in Tonga, Australian troops are enforcing a law that people can't meet in groups of more than eight in Tonga. That's being enforced after the uprisings against the monarchy that took place in, they say they're fighting for democracy. In Tonga, they send people, put down uprisings against people that are rising against a monarchy in Tonga, and they say they're fighting for democracy. Now, we need to be responding any way we can. This is what they're doing with APEC, trying to, you know, show that Australia's the bully of the region, show that Australia's got the support of the US, show that Australia's going to be exporting uranium, and hopefully it will, for Howard, if he gets his way, enriched uranium around the region, flexing their muscle. And we need to be there, not just a thorn in their side, but the sword that's going to take them to the ground, drive this government from office, get the troops out of the Middle East, keep building this anti-war movement. Let's go out there and let's do it. Thanks very much.
If you cannot find Osama, bomb Iraq. If the markets are a drama, bomb Iraq. If the terrorists are frisky, Pakistan is looking shifty, North Korea is too risky, bomb Iraq. If we have no allies with us, bomb Iraq. Life's awfully boring with no warring, bomb Iraq. So to hell with the inspections, let's look tough for the elections. Close your mind and take directions, bomb Iraq. It's preemptive aggression, bomb Iraq. Let's prevent this mass destruction, bomb Iraq. They've got weapons we can't see, it's good enough for me. And it's all the proof I need, bomb Iraq. If you never were elected, bomb Iraq. If your mood is quite dejected, bomb Iraq. If you think Saddam's gone mad with the weapons that he had, and he tried to kill your dad, bomb Iraq. If your corporate fraud is growing, bomb Iraq. If the economy is slowing, bomb Iraq. If your politics are sleazy and hiding it ain't easy, and your manhood's getting queasy, bomb Iraq. Fall in line and follow orders, bomb Iraq. For our might knows not our borders, bomb Iraq. Disagree, we'll call it treason. Let's make war, not love this season. Even if we have no reason, bomb Iraq.
This government will be thrown out in the upcoming election. Goodbye, Mr. Howard. Downer, Nelson, Ruddock, McTurnbull, Costello, and all your half-wits from a wombat hole here or there. Ciao! See you in Le Hague, sometime in the future. It is good to read your current travel warnings, Mr. Downer, in order to avoid indictment in some harmless European country. I don't want to explain in elaborate analysis why Howard will go. I'm not into writing good funeral speeches. However, it is clear since a while he will have to leave us. but it is really obvious to see the coward he really is in an unscripted moment when we all could see the video footage of John Howard like a vasectomized blue healer haplessly straddling his feet barely touching the ground like a lamb in wolf's clothes hanging with his arms onto a couple of big military boys who were dragging and lifting him running out of the smoking plane into this ghastly airport of no choice at the time. Phew, close shave, Prime Minister. You all get this though. Tony had his encounter with near death. Dick Cheney's pacemaker survived in Afghanistan. His lawyer friend survived the gun attack, cause he was sharp enough in his mind at the time to apologize to the duck shooter. So what's the point? John Howard had a reign of 11 years, recently winning absolute power in both houses of parliament. The more power he got, the less he did right for Australia, but okay for corporate Republican America. Over this 11-year period, we had the trade towers blown into smithereens, refugees from Afghanistan with new heights of inhumane detention laws created on the run, while limiting people's rights ever more, vilifying the Muslim communities here and abroad, breaking the Geneva Convention, human rights, barring indigenous peoples from gaining new rights and sabotaging the existing agreements for the benefit of large sections of pastoral industries, mainly mining timber fisheries and all intent to profit and poison and destroy the environment as a byproduct. We also got introduced to the new security fascism and its associated military-industrial tentacles into bureaucracy, into new police business, into the community at large. John Howard destabilized sovereign countries in the neighborhood, declaring them failed states, and forcing upon the peoples of small Pacific islands the Regional Assistance Management Security Intelligence, or in short, RAMSI, at exploitative costs to these countries, effectively robbing them of their own potential development resources. And that includes East Timor, first reluctantly saved by the Australian Army, however delicately letting the worst Indonesian Army offenders off in that genocidal attack to escape, so as not to embarrass the Indonesian government. Now we want their gas and oil, and we are muscling in to get it, thanks to John Howard's government. With John Howard's government, we'll have a future of one food company, one media company, one bank, one graveyard to bury the remaining neocon zombies. Thanks for your interest on out there in political wonderland.
I wish my days away and no way. If it's a price I pay, some say tomorrow's another day. You say I may as well play. Thank you.
Keep it up. 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 Keep it up.
Hey, did you like that, kids? Everyone? Remember, thank you very much. Remember, if you like our songs and stuff, you can throw money. Martin, yeah. How many notes you got?
I was wondering whether Warner Brothers could sort of liaise you, line you up.
Yes, definitely.
Sony.
Definitely. Sony. I would like to see it.
Can you tell me what's happening here today? Because it's unusual here.
Well, it's an open jam space. It's an open jam space.
And it's in the new space here.
How are you?
Good, yourself?
And it's all happening in this new space here.
Yeah, yeah, this is basically, Rada's come in with his PA.
Is this Wall Street here?
Oh, this is the markets. This is all
Wall Street.
Yeah, that's it. That's the new hub of economy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be great. So the laneway's just been taken over by merchants and they're selling their wares. I don't know.
The corporations are
ready. Oh, well, of course. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Thank God you're here to tell me. Jesus, I've disengaged.
That you said that.
Well, you said it.
Yeah. Thanks, your karaoke is fantastic.
No worries, mate. We had a good time last night.
Lovely after.
Yeah.
And the drummer, good day.
Hey, how you doing?
Quite often in Nimbin Mind, you're having a fun time with the drum kit here. And
yeah.
With brushes, you're a sensitive drummer, are you?
No, I just, just apply what's needed at the time.
Because all music now is called, just like the same, but better.
Yeah. That's it, yeah.
We can step right back from that, you know, and see your active life doing things here. Excellent. Thank you for coming.
No, thank you. Thank you.
From Community Radio. Is this the new Wall Street in Nimbin?
This is the absolute next big thing, not only in Nimbin, but worldwide, I think.
Worldwide.
It gets no wider.
Everywhere.
Or universal. Universally, I think.
Can you explain to my listeners where I am here, what is happening?
Well, I've finally, after all these years, ended up peddling my wares in the laneway. Rainbow Lane, that is.
Carbon-cutting measures. Amongst all these carbon-cutting measures being discussed are downsizing of garbage bins from 200 to 50 litre volume, retrenchment of 500 pollutants from the product list, removal of 1500 products off the company's product list, increased upflow of greenwash spin and feel-good messages for the starving consumers, reduction of hot air and boardroom discussions, and vertical restructuring of CEOs in order of body height and vanity, and final elimination of the human workforce being the largest carbon emitter in any company. New human studies conducted at the Nimbin Institute of Brain Research found a surprising spread of a formerly not known connection of three distinctly different brain dysfunctions. In contemporary science circles, these three dysfunctions were usually diagnosed and treated as isolated dysfunctions. However, Professor Dr. Wonenow studied long-term histories of patients and found some surprising cross-references between the three conditions. Scan.org spoke with Professor Dr. Wonenow.
When I tried to match the data of patients suffering disinterest with data of patients suffering indifference and data of patients plagued by the complete ignorance, it became quickly clear that there is a strong relationship between the three conditions.
The Nimbin research group led by Professor Dr. Wonenow is preparing the release of the results in a scientific paper this month in recognition of a new triple dysfunction called tripolarism. Lotte Heib, press secretary. secretary of the Nimbin Institute of Brain Research, said,
"Tripolarism is a very interesting circular dysfunction of the human brain. Usually people suffer disinterest first, then it progresses to indifference, and finally reaches ignorance, from where the patients return to the state of disinterest again. It sets in motion a very obscure progression the patient is not aware of. Tripolarism could be widespread. We have to remodel our experiment for a larger, worldwide study to get a better understanding of tripolarism and how it affects our lives."
The Nimbin Research Group intends to expand its experiment and will try other approaches to find rumored evidence of brain dysfunction, such as the suggested antipolarism, where patients usually report sensations of unified contentedness and undivided happiness. Here ends our science report.
Train on this track, it's about to take me to the fundamentals of rap. Once a rap game was invented, enter Tom, Dick and Harry, who didn't I mention, but I bet you top dollar you forgot the lot. Tom, Dick and Harry had to think of a scandalous plot, a plot that sold and made gold. Tom got old, Harry did on Harry, but it's a dicks that we're left to deal with. Talking about cash, chicks and guns to kill with, stay real with your energy, cause it busts like a bubble. You from the old school, you went school with Barney Rubble, now that's the trouble, said Jetson Jr. Stick with the elements in the future, won't be you, but they drew you blue like a smurf on your turf, on your toy shuttle, better head back to Earth.
Well, thank you for listening to Scandalock again. Check out our website, nimbinradiomedia.libsyn.com. Nimbin spells as N-I-M-B-I-N, and Libsyn as in Liberated Syndicate. Click on the calendar tab of the month to see all the podcasts and uploads we make from NimFM here, because the page only shows a fraction. My name is Martin, I hope you enjoyed that program. Catch you all next week, I say.
De la gana, por eso vengo con este conjunto que es mi orgullo y gusto para toda la comunidad. Con historia y mentira, mezclado con un poco de nuestra picardilla, de cómo la mina camina, para que tú ya no lo piensa más.
You're listening to Made a Discovery. Sorry, I'm not going to that story.
2 billion rats. So far, 90 tons of rats have been killed.
He's alleged to have used a $1 million armoured personnel carrier to destroy an electricity substation and 6 mobile phone towers in Sydney's western suburbs.
To a branch of Starbucks. Still, the fact that it was there was too much for some people to bear.
For us out in the country, and gee, who's right, who's wrong, whatever. But
you're listening to World Service.
Wherever you're listening, you can find out what's on up to 7 days in advance at
NimFM.
Just click Schedules. You can now see what are the most popular global news stories. Just go to news and click Most Popular Stories Now for live story rankings.
This is
NimFM
in Kinshasa,
Bucharest,
Nairobi,
Taipei,
Los Angeles.
NimFM.
It was a stunner.
Thank you.